If God knows what we're going to say when we pray, is there any point actually to praying itself? Maybe you've asked that question. Hi, I'm John Gager. This is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Alec, prayer ought to be part of the Christian experience every day. It's a big part of preparing to share our faith, but it's hard to pray when we're not sure why we're praying, right?
John, the Bible teaches God knows everything, past, present, and future. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows what we're going to say before we say it. Put it all together, and it's easy to come to the conclusion, what's the point?
Because all of this can knock the wind right out of our prayer sails, as it were.
In Psalm 139, David said, "Before a word is on my tongue, you'd know it completely." He knew that God knew everything he was going to say, yet he wasn't put off by this. The Psalms are full of David's prayers.
So this didn't discourage David from talking to God.
David's prayers were a natural outflow of his relationship with God. Think of the conversations you have with someone close to you, someone you love. The content may not even be that important. You can spend hours talking about nothing at all and still believe the conversation was worthwhile. Yeah. It was all about spending time with this person, drawing closer, getting to know them better.
So prayer is a great way to develop our relationship with God. But doesn't the fact that God already knows what we're going to say still create a barrier?
Even when God knows what we're going to say, that doesn't mean our prayers are ineffective. Because God already knows, He has already worked our prayers into His eternal plan and purpose before we utter them. C.S. Lewis put it like this: "While our prayers are known to us only as we come to the moment of doing them, they are eternally in the score of the great symphony. For our part, we need to play our part and to reach out to God in prayer."
Well said. Reason Why with Alec McClellan. Learn more at reasonwhy.org.